consideration for another nigga time. Fuck you mean from noon to six? Now I gotta wait 6 hours?
No. That was a weak ass clap.
Hey, something you said this clap was weak.
Let's make sure everything is PJ.
Yeah, can you hear us?
Everything recording? Can you see
us? We ain't got our normal cameraman in the studio today. Shout out to Doug. Booking for all your needs. Mm-hmm. Porn stars, OnlyFans, lame ass rap niggas.
Podcasters.
You just want a nigga to record you? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Doug. But today we got, you know, Mr. Motown motivated in this bitch. Doing a good job, buddy.
All right, man. Well, look, man. What's the welcome deal? To your auntie's favorite nephew's quick hitters. You know what I'm saying? Yes, whoosh. Doing them up. and, you know, just in case y'all don't remember, the quick hitters is just some. Quick hitters.
Quick hitters.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to be in front of y'all too long.
Yeah. I guess the main thing that's been popping off is the baby, bro. Mm-hmm. This shit is getting out of hand. I mean, I guess it's kind of starting to, I don't know if it's down back now. This nigga losing money like a motherfucker. And it's kind of crazy. I'm sick he apologized so many times. Mm-hmm. I feel like he let Lil Boosie down.
You know what they want him to do?
They want them to suck their dick.
That's exactly what the fuck they won't be satisfied until he just drop down and just get to sucking some dick.
With AIDS. Got that AIDS dripping.
All on the tip. You feel me?
Till he sucks some AIDS.
Other than that, bro, what the fuck is you? Bro, the remote right there on the thing, bro. Oh my Jesus.
Nigga grabbed the mirror. Yeah, man. Until he sucks some AIDS dick, it's nothing he can do about it.
You know what, bro? That nigga just need to stay strong, bro.
But he apologized so many times, he folding.
I mean, bro.
$1 million baby or $1 million pussy. Like, stand on your toes, nigga.
But see, check it, right? And I kind of understand why this nigga apologized, bro. Because even though there are a great amount of niggas that either I would say agree or understand what he was saying.
What?
We still don't support him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They spend the money.
It's not even they spend the money, bro, but we don't fight them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we agree.
Where you're coming.
Yeah, like dig deeper. So we agree, nigga. I was at the barber shop today and my barber, he was like, "Yeah, I kinda agree with him." I said, "Bro, this is nothing." All he did was bring barbershop talk to a live stage, bro.
Yeah.
Any nigga that go to the barbershop, bro,
yeah,
heard some shit like this, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And the crazy part is, he didn't even like say nothing like against gay people.
Yeah.
Like if you, what was it? Shout out to the niggas that ain't sucking dick in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Bro, that's not on some homosexuals relationship type shit. That's on niggas that talk tough, niggas that do this and be behind doors licking dicks.
Nah, bro, I think that definitely has
to. Bro, sense. like you know how many times they say like to be in the Illuminati or to make it, you gotta like suck Quincy Jones' dick. And they, bro, I haven't seen them conspiracy theories.
I didn't heard some shit. Like, I don't know how you imagine this.
Because this is where I think. Them the type of niggas that suck a dick trying to get on type shit. Like, not actually, you know, lovers and friends sucking.
Bro, the thing is, if he didn't follow up with the AIDS comment, bro, then that would have been an argument.
It started it off first, I thought. It was shout out to the people that don't got AIDS. Put some shit in the air. Shout out to the women that water clean or something tastes like pussy.
The coochie tastes like water, whatever. But it was also the DJ. I don't know if you listen to the DJ in the background. Right. He was the DJ was also like, yeah, a lot of y'all niggas on the down low acting like we don't know.
Y'all suspect. The DJ did hit the nail on the coffin, but the DJ not getting canceled, nigga. The baby is. So let's hold him to what he said, bro.
But, bro, so outside of that, bro. So like I said, bro, it's not like we're fighting tooth and nail for this nigga.
Okay.
We just like, yeah, we agree, nigga, but shit, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But on some real shit, bro, on some real 1000 shit. Who want to see two niggas sucking dick in the car anyway?
Nobody. But again, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it was actually about sword fighters. It was more so about niggas that suck dick to get put on.
Bro, was it about sword fighters, bro?
Do you think it was about actual gay men or niggas that'll be like, I'll suck your dick to be in a better predicament, right, better place in life?
Look, he don't know what to say.
50-50?
I think it's
50-50. Useless, bro.
What about you? Do you think it was about actual gay?
It don't necessarily mean figuratively. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, if it's a rapper, you got to think his words, you got to think of them more metaphorically. Mm. So, niggas sucking dick to get put on. Bro, you see chain rockers. A nigga that wear another nigga chain, that's a form of a dick sucker. Is it not?
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm saying, bro. Look,
I'm pro baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not homophobic or anything, but I understand exactly what he's saying. And I'm understanding it from a whole different, from the opposite point that you're trying to make.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm probably lawyering it too. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, look, you gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah. Whatever you gotta say to make it make sense, right? But yeah, nigga, that's that, dog.
Niggas, you know, riding the wave, though, like posting shit. Like, if I say, if we fucking make a video saying we support LGBT, fuck the baby, cancel him, we'll probably do 1 million views, nigga.
Yeah.
We probably, because this shit is clout, nigga. Miley Cyrus, weird ass, making comments. Madonna, Elton John. You got all these weird ass people saying shit.
That's his lifeline right there. He better fuck with Miley Cyrus.
Nah, she gonna give him a tutorial of sucking dick?
Bro, no. So you gotta think about it, bro. Her dad did the major song with Lil Nas X, bro. You know, Miley
Cyrus. That was before that nigga was gay.
But no, that was before the world knew he was gay.
Yeah.
This nigga's retarded. Like, he made up his mind after that song, nigga. Nigga, I knew something zesty around about bro that video because his lips was too shiny.
He could have had some CarMax.
Nah, bro.
CarMax would do that.
Nah, bro. I seen his video. I'm like, yeah, cuz. I'm like, but you know, it's whatever the fuck. Like, nigga, teach his own. Nigga, I ain't here to. Whatever the fuck. But that shit is wild. That shit is wild, bro. That shit is fucking wild, man. But outside of that, bro, I know I was talking to you yesterday, dog, about how I feel like some major shit is going to happen within the next couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, so I was thinking about that shit more and more, bro. And just to reiterate everything I was saying to you, nigga, it's so many moving pieces, dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Society-wise, nigga, we're so divided, nigga. We divided in the black community. We divided within our community. We divided by sexual orientation. We divided by religion.
Skin color.
Political views. What'd you say?
Skin color.
Yeah. I feel like I said that, W. Yeah. You know, skin color and everything, bro. So, it's that, nigga. It's certain food shortages, bro. Mm-hmm. It's them forcing the nigga, the vaccine on people.
Yeah.
It's the shit, these niggas trying to go out to space and shit. It's just like, my nigga, we be getting a shit ton of rain, nigga. It's like, nigga, it's too much shit popping off in this bitch. And I feel like something gonna come to a head, bro. Let another police officer kill a nigga like George Floyd, bro.
That style.
Yeah. Brutal murder. You know niggas is bound to lose they shit.
Yeah. I want to see the next Capitol riot.
Capitol riot.
I feel like they coming harder next time.
My nigga, I might be with them. No, I ain't gonna say that.
Now your ass about to get probed. The next Capitol storming.
Yeah.
They coming. Because that shit was already strategic. Them niggas had zip ties. They had all kind of shit. Next time, nigga, they coming in.
I mean, at least them niggas standing for something, bro.
Drones.
you know, I feel like such a weak ass nigga because it's like I'm not standing for anything. These niggas believe in whatever the fuck. They believe in that patriarchy shit so much to the point where they're gonna storm the very rule-making establishment. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but
like you kind of get what I'm saying. Like,
I hear what you're saying up until the point where you said you don't you feel like you're not doing enough or type shit, bro. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing you could ever do to equal that level of anything because you ain't got white skin. It don't matter what the fuck, nigga. You can't walk across the same. You can't jaywalk the same, nigga.
Yeah.
So what you think you gonna storm to say? It's nothing you could ever do, bro. Nigga, your ass would be. You could ask a politician and ask if it was black people that stormed the Capitol. What would happen? It'd be blood everywhere, bro. They knew that shit,
bro. Most definitely, bro. So but when I say by me doing something, I don't necessarily mean like me storming the fucking Capitol, nigga. I'm not about to go out there and get fucking shot because it's gonna be two deaths.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a weak ass dog, and it's gonna be me. Like, it's gonna be like, what the fuck? But yeah, bro, I don't know what the fuck is gonna happen, dog. But nigga, I can see either like the internet shutting down for a bit, some type of civil war, nigga, another plague come fucking through.
I can see a war. I mean, what's the last actual war niggas been through? And not on that Iraq shit. I don't know. I mean, that was obviously a war, but
I mean, nigga, like,
I'm talking toe to toe. Yeah, like niggas coming here. Like, I feel like we went to Iraq and scrapped. Ain't nobody come here.
First of all, I don't want nobody come in this bitch, nigga.
Not here, but like, what if like Colorado get invaded or some shit by another country? Like, it's like niggas scrapping.
Look, they take over the TV system.
Oh yeah,
it be niggas messed up. We've taken over Colorado. Springs, what Colorado Springs in Denver is under siege, nigga. Oh yeah, bro, that shit'd be wild as hell, wild nigga. On some Mojo Jojo shit.
That'd be wild as fuck.
Mojo Jojo. Nigga, I'd be scared to the bitch. Like, bro, dog, did this nigga just take over a state?
Oh, shit, it's happening.
Man. Yeah, that, dog, but you know one thing for sure here in the D, nigga, we safe than a bitch, dog.
Yeah, I don't think nobody coming here.
They could blow this bitch up, and nigga, nobody gonna even really care, like, for real. So they gonna have to hit, like, a New Yorker.
Yeah, our population is too low. Yeah, it ain't popping like the
fucking. Hitting us is like hitting St. Louis, nigga. Like, why would you even think about St. Louis? Oklahoma City.
They coming for a big city. Yeah, we straight.
Nigga, what?
Speaking of hitting some shit, did you see the NHL player, this nigga getting a divorce or some shit? His wife snitched on him, said that he was betting, tanking games on purpose, you know what I'm saying? Because he was betting.
That they'll lose.
Yes, bro. So now this nigga getting investigated. He just has signed a new deal. If I'm not mistaken, it was worth like 35 or 45 million. So he like 2 years.
For hockey?
Yeah. One of the few black players there is. His wife was white. I should add.
He was black?
He's black.
He should have. He should have figured out a way
to put her under a rug. Because nigga. But all right.
How you gonna snitch on me?
Bro, I hope you
I
know.
Hope she go down too.
I hope she go down too. I hope she don't think that. She go this high cold. I know this shit about to be. She about to try to get the divorce. Judge, he just got a $45 million contract. But dummy, you just snitched on this nigga. So he about to lose. If that's what he been doing, if he get caught, they investigating him now. But don't think he about to get the same amount in that spousal pack. But I don't think she was getting the spousal pack. She probably like, all right, I ain't getting no money. I'm taking you down.
I mean, bro.
Had to.
The level of spite. You know what I'm saying? First off, it sounds just based off of that, the only reason a woman would do that is if she caught him fucking off with another bitch. I mean, y'all not gonna get into like no argument about the bills and I'ma tell the world that you gambling underhand. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that. I mean, but they in the process of getting a divorce. So I think this nigga probably had a prenup in place. She wasn't getting shit. Her lawyer probably just told her, like, the best we can do is $12,000 a month. $12,000?
$12,000 a month.
He's a 45. He just signed the contract. Yeah, I'm going to get into that ass. He snitched on him. Told the NHL.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
She didn't go to the TMZ. She went straight to the NHL, nigga.
And you know exactly what his mama and auntie said.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't have been messing with that girl.
That white girl.
You shouldn't have been messing with that girl.
Facts.
That's fucked up, dog. That's fucked up. So, Amanda Seals popping off on Will Smith.
Yeah, bro. Did you see the preview to that movie?
I didn't see the preview to
King
the movie.
Richard? Mm-mm. Beautiful. Mm-mm. I can't wait to see that shit.
You know, every time I hear about Amanda Seale, she's saying some shit that's just like man hate.
Is it man hate?
I think this is man hate.
No, I'm not. Pushing back this part.
Yeah,
but you said everything she said.
Like, so I can't remember the last thing she popped up for, bro. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't anything.
It's always some dumbass hot take she got. You feel me? Yeah. Like I hate this because I get pushed back from niggas like you all the time when I be talking about like injustice and shit, and it be like, y'all light skinned niggas always doing too much type shit.
For sure.
She is that whole fucking narrative didn't exist if it wasn't for women like her or people like her in general. Cause it's reasons why she don't like Will Smith playing it.
Yeah.
One, he light skinned, mm-hmm. and they daddy was dark skinned. Hey bro, he's just a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
Fuck what color that nigga is. And then how do you, I hate her for this is cause nigga is her is the Serena sisters,
mm-hmm.
not sisters, what the fuck is Venus and Serena, do they got a problem with this shit? No, I'm pretty sure they green light that shit
years ago.
We're just about to get it, nigga. This movie, oh, you know what I'm saying, like I hate this shit.
Perspectives of people, some people can just keep them, including myself. I need to work on that my damn self, but I mean, that's what make me me. Anyway, nigga, so you got older brothers, bro.
Yeah.
How was it like getting beat up by your older brother?
How is it?
Yeah.
Like,
who did the most damage out of, like...
out of them two?
Yeah. I only had to deal with one, so...
So, my two oldest brothers... I would say the most damage would probably be William.
He seemed a little destructive.
Only because, but not only that, is because by the time I think I was actually like fighting against them niggas, Larry went off to college.
Okay.
So I had William a little bit longer whooping my ass. So I ain't never, any of the ass whoopings that came from Larry, defeat, nigga, fatality.
Finish him.
But with William, I'm hitting this nigga with jokes. I know the ass whooping coming, so I'm seeing his ass. In my mind, I won that battle because I hold that nigga. You feel me? My friends was just out here. Not yours, nigga. So, yeah, I got beat up in front of my friends, but nigga, I hold you. So, I won.
I got beat up in front of my friends.
I won. And then one time, I got a lick on that nigga. We all light-skinned, so I saw the print.
That nigga running up the damn.
Boy, happy as hell. I got a good lick on that nigga, but I was beat the fuck up. Worth it.
I mean, my brother, he didn't beat me up often, dog. Like, he often, like, just overpowered me and just, like, made me feel like a super bitch. Like,
what you mean? Like, you can't get past nothing. My hand?
No.
Your head just running into this nigga head?
No, like, bro, it was one time, bro. This nigga pinned me down, bro. And I couldn't fucking move. And that nigga got his little finger. It just got to doing this on me.
Bro, we crazy, bro.
I went fucking crazy, bro. And I just swear, like, bro, I'm going to fuck you up whenever I get up age, bro. Then, when we was in high school, bro, it was one, I don't know, probably like in the summertime, I was feeling myself. I'm like 16, 17, nigga. You know, I'm popping off at my mom. I'm like, whatever the fuck, like, what you gonna do about it? Then this nigga show up, and it's just like, nigga, whatever. But at 17, my brother, he 9 years older than me, bro. That nigga was about my age right now. My lifelong dream is to beat a fucking teenager ass, dog. I'm not gonna lie to you, dog.
Because he just beat your ass?
Bro, not even just because of that. It's just like, nigga, Like, nigga, you think you hot shit? Well, probably because he beat my ass, bro. That nigga came, bro, like a wrecking ball. And I was just like, wow,
did he even talk? He just came in the house swinging fists.
Bro, yeah, we talked a little bit, but it's just like, nigga, fuck what you talking about, nigga?
Dog, this nigga got me on the ground, got the kick in me, dog.
He stoked you out, dog. Damn, Marlon.
That nigga stomped me out, dog. Bro, I was so mad. I was so mad, dog. I'm like, Ma, why you call this nigga on me?
Oh, my goodness.
No, let me tell you the sad part, bro. This is the sad part, bro. The sad part is, bro, now that I'm 28, bro.
Yeah. Want your rematch?
Bro, check it. I feel like I could take my brother. You feel me? And he's still bigger than me, bro. And I feel like he could still, like, the odds are still in his favor, bro. You feel me?
Don't gas that nigga up. You saying that, son? He watching this like, yeah, I still can with
bro,
his ass.
No, look.
You going to sneak him.
Check it, right? No, look, check it. I'm about to give you a whole breakdown, bro. So, nigga, you really in your prime for like a solid like 15 years, nigga. And I say that start from like 25 to damn near 40, nigga, if you stay, if you work out, you together.
Yeah. Okay.
So technically that nigga is still in his prime. Yeah, he just at the end of it. Now me, I'm in my prime.
3 years in.
I'm 3 years in. This, 3.5 years in this bitch. So it's like, nigga, you feel me? Oof.
You stumping your foot in the dirt. You charging up.
You know, but this is the fucked up part. This is the fucked up part. My brother, he ate so much bullshit, he got high blood pressure now.
Look, check it, dog. It's fucked up. Look, it's fucked up.
Bro, this nigga about to feed him. He gonna invite his brother over to the crib, bro, about to spread. No, he gonna feed him and then start some shit.
Bro,
after this nigga ate.
Bro, it's not even that, bro. My biggest fear is really getting riled up with this nigga and this nigga fuck around have a heart attack, dog. Off of like some high blood pressure shit, cause nigga, that shit correlate. So it's like, nigga, now that I'm of age to fuck you up, nigga.
You can't.
I can't, nigga.
You gotta spare this nigga life.
Right. You know? So I'm like, nigga, now I'm really in control. But, nigga, I'm not, because I'm not trying to go down for manslaughter, nigga. I don't know.
A fool.
Dilemmas, right?
A fool. Dilemmas. I wouldn't try none of my brothers.
At you wouldn't. Point.
No, I'd shoot the shit out them niggas right now.
They'd still beat your ass.
Yeah, though. Hell yeah, bro. I'm coming fucking chin and below shots. Don't say knee, but I ain't coming for niggas' knees.
You're going to shoot them in the pinky toe.
Chin and below. Bottom of the leg.
You ain't shit, dog. I ain't going to fight my brother, man. I ain't going to fight that nigga. And you shouldn't fight your brothers either, bro.
I would.
Look at your eye. You still terrified of these niggas.
Bro, I don't stand a chance. My brother, Larry, this nigga, he don't box no more, but he's still trained.
Yeah, nigga, like, you still got the
he
flow.
He's still trained. And then William, this nigga fucking linebacker looking at, like, this nigga still play amateur football. Fuck no, nigga, I ain't scrapping with none of these niggas.
Amateur football.
They ain't scrapping with none of these niggas.
Oh, and there it go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of your quick hitters, dog. Man, follow your boy at Ride the Don. Man, all that shit, man. We'll tag it.
It's your auntie's favorite nephews.
We out.
How long was